everyone. Welcome to Spanish Pod, and today we've got a newbie lesson for you. My name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Hola, Liliana.
Hola.
So today we have a dialogue called Call Back Later.
Yes, that's right. It's someone that is looking for Mauricio, so he calls him and he's not in.
Okay. Who's Mauricio?
Just a guy.
Just a guy?
Yeah.
All right. And so in the dialogue, somebody's going to be calling for Mauricio.
Yes, that's right.
Wow, and he's not in. I guess today we're going to hear all about how to answer the phone, maybe.
Yeah,
and how
to call
somebody.
Exactly, how to call someone.
Okay, and he won't be there.
Yes.
All right, so what are our keywords?
We have two keywords. The first one is está.
Está. Okay, está. That's he's there or he's here.
Yeah, he's in or yeah.
He's in, okay.
And the other one is no está.
No está. Okay, so he's not in or he's not here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, folks, this is a newbie lesson. So, if you don't speak Spanish yet, that's okay. What I want you to do is just listen for those two key words. Now, those of you that have a little more background in Spanish, you should be listening for more than just the key words. All right? Why don't we listen to this dialogue three times?
Dialogue, first time.
Hola.
¿Está Mauricio?
No, no está. Llámalo más tarde.
Muy bien. Gracias.
Second time.
Hola.
¿Está Mauricio?
No, no está. Llámalo más tarde.
Muy bien. Gracias.
Third time.
Hola.
¿Está Mauricio?
No, no está. Llámalo más tarde.
Muy bien. Gracias.
All right. Now, Liliana, why don't we do a translation?
Hola.
Hello?
Hola.
Hello.
Hola. ¿Está Mauricio?
Is Mauricio there?
¿Está Mauricio?
Is Mauricio there?
¿Está Mauricio? No, no está. Llámalo más tarde.
No, he's not here. Call him back later.
No, no está. Llámalo más tarde.
No, he's not here. Call him back later.
No, no está. Llámalo más tarde. Muy bien, gracias.
Very well, thank you.
Muy bien, gracias.
Fine, thank you.
Muy bien, gracias.
All right, Liliana, let's take a look at these sentences. Let's take a closer look. So why don't we start with hello?
Hola.
Hola. Now, this is the way you answer a phone, right?
Yes. Okay. Well, there's a lot of ways, but we'll get into that later.
Okay, for now, it means hello, right?
Yes.
When I pick up the phone, I'm going to say hello.
Hola.
How does it go again?
Hola.
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 Okay. And then the person, I guess they don't even say hello themselves. They just ask, is Mauricio there?
¿Está Mauricio? ¿Está Mauricio?
Okay. Now, Mauricio is obviously Mauricio.
Yes. Right. I think in English you have Morris.
We have Morris and we have Maurice.
Yeah, but that's like
it's not,
older people
yeah,
names,
they
right?
They don't sound like, you know, I think new parents are not naming their new babies Morris anymore.
Yeah, that sounds weird in English.
It does.
No, but it's a very common name in Spanish, Mauricio.
Right, Mauricio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so how do we say, is he in?
Está.
Está. Now, that's just the verb estar.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, is he in? Is she in? Now, we use estar. Estar is the dictionary form, and it means to be. And we just use it for location. So if a person's at this location. All right. So one more time. Is Mauricio there?
¿Está Mauricio?
And then the answer is no, he's not in.
No, no está.
Okay. No está. Now the first no is no, right? Because no
yes.
means no in Espanol. Okay. And the part that means he's not in?
No está.
Okay. Which is just the same está as before, but we put no in front of it.
Yes. Just saying he's not.
He's not here. No
yeah.
está. Okay. And then she says, call back later.
Llámalo más tarde.
Llámalo más tarde. Why don't we start from the end of the sentence and work to the beginning? So how do you say late?
Tarde.
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 Okay. Now that you can use that word if you're coming, if somebody shows up late or
mm-hmm.
in the
or
afternoon.
It could be afternoon too, yes.
Okay. Now here it just means late. And to make it later, we actually in Spanish say more late. So
yes.
how do we say that?
Más tarde. Tarde.
Más tarde. And the word for more?
Más.
Más. Okay. So later?
Más tarde.
Más tarde. Okay. That leaves us with the word for call him.
Llámalo.
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 Okay. Now, this comes from the verb...
Llamar.
Llamar, okay? Llamar is the infinitive. If you look in the dictionary, it's going to say to call, llamar. But here, it's not to call, but it's you call, right? So, you call is...
An imperative. Llámalo.
Llámalo, no?
Yes.
Okay. What's the lo on the end?
It means to that person, to him.
Okay.
To Morris.
Yeah, Mauricio, right?
Yeah. Here, Morris. Mauricio.
Okay. So call him, right?
Llámalo.
Llámalo. Okay. So call him later.
Llámalo más tarde.
No, he's not in. Call him later.
No, no está. Llámalo más tarde.
Excellent. And then so the person says, all right, or okay.
Muy bien.
Muy bien. Now, literally, muy bien means...
Very good.
Very good or very well, right?
Yes.
Now, what's the part for well? Which word is well?
Bien.
Bien. Okay.
Bien,
bien means well or good. And then, what's this other part? The word that means very.
Muy, it means like so.
Okay.
Very, yes.
Okay. Muy.
Muy.
Muy. Muy bien.
Muy bien. And you can use it for almost with everything. You
okay.
know. Muy bonita.
Okay. Very pretty.
Yes.
Okay. Muy salado.
Very salty.
All right.
Muy salado. Yeah.
Okay. So, one question here. Now, in English, I would not say, he's not there. Very well. It sounds kind of formal if I say very well. Does it sound formal in Spanish?
Not really.
No?
No, you can say muy bien or you can say, okay.
Okay.
Está bien.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, all of those are different ways to say, all right.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the final word is thank you.
Gracias.
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 Very important courtesy word, ladies and gentlemen. Gracias. All right, why don't we listen to this dialogue again 3 times?
Dialogue, first time.
Hola.
¿Está Mauricio?
No, no está. Llámalo más tarde.
Muy bien, gracias.
Second time.
Hola.
¿Está Mauricio?
No, no está. Llámalo más tarde.
Muy bien, gracias.
Third time.
Hola.
¿Está Mauricio?
No, no está. Llámalo más tarde.
Muy bien. Gracias.
All right, now we're back, and I want to look at this word, llamar, and it showed up in our dialogue as llámalo. Now, some of you, if you're studying Spanish for the first time, I know I certainly had this question. How do you pronounce those double L's? Those double L's. So can you pronounce this word for us? Call him?
Llámalo.
Llámalo.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now you're saying, let's see, to my American ears, it sounds like you're saying llámalo.
Yes.
Llámalo.
Llámalo. Okay.
Now I've had other Mexican friends and other Latino friends and teachers say that it's llámalo.
Llámalo. I mean, you can say both.
All right.
Yes, it's correct to say both.
Okay. Is there one that you like better?
I like mine better.
Okay. Llámalo.
Llámalo.
Okay. Yes, but it's not more correct or less correct?
No, no, no. Definitely, if you say llámalo, I mean, it's okay.
Okay.
But both are okay.
Both are okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, folks. So I know when I was a Spanish teacher, some of my students would stress out about it. Is it llámalo or llámalo? And the answer is whatever.
Yes, both work.
Okay. Now you say llámalo though, right?
Llámalo, yes.
Llámalo. And llamar.
Llamar.
Okay. Now that that word in Spanish is to call. And we can use llamar in different ways. Now this verb llamar, it shows up in many forms. And one of them is a phone call. So that would be?
Llamada.
Llamada,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay. Llamada.
A phone call.
Or also for a name, me llamo.
Me llamo. That's also llamar.
Yeah, it's like I'm called.
Right.
In a
I'm
way.
Called or I yeah. call myself.
I call myself.
Okay. I just wanted to give you a little taste of this verb llamar, all right? Folks, if you want to find out more about llamar, you can ask us a question on our comment section of this lesson. If you just go to SpanishPod.com, you can ask any question you want in the comment section.
That's right. Anyway, I want to go back to the how do we answer the phone.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, let's do that. So how do you answer the phone?
Well, there's a lot of ways.
Okay. Okay. Here in the dialogue, they just said hola.
Yes. A lot of people answer hola.
Okay.
In another parts of Latin America, they answer aló.
Aló?
Yes.
Now, who says that?
Well, Colombians, Argentinians.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds kind of French to me.
Yeah. In fact, it doesn't have an H, it's just A-L-O, and an accent in the O. Allo?
Allo?
Yes.
All right. I think we'll put that in our supplementary vocab.
Yeah, definitely.
If you want to take a look.
And places like in Mexico, you say bueno.
Bueno.
Yeah, like right. Good.
Well, right?
Yeah, good. Well. Good. Yeah. Hello. Bueno. Bueno.
Bueno. Like, yeah. Is the phone working? Bueno.
Yeah.
I get it.
We say bueno, and here in the conversation, you can hear hola. Mm-hmm. That's another one. Some other places, you say dime.
Dime, so tell me.
Tell me.
All right.
They pick up the phone, and they're like, dime.
Okay.
And in other places, they say diga.
Diga, which would be a little more formal than
yes,
dime.
Yes, it's okay. More, dime is like tell me.
Okay.
And diga is just like tell, like say.
Right.
Know?
Speak.
Speak.
Now, who says that? Who says diga and dime?
I think older people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
My dad says diga.
Diga?
Yeah, he
okay.
says that.
Now, for some reason, I thought that was a Caribbean thing, like Cubans would say it.
Is also Cubans, yeah.
Okay.
And Cubans is funny because sometimes they said, dímelo.
Dímelo, tell it to me.
Yes. They're like, dímelo, dímelo. Yeah, they're very different.
It's like they're in a hurry.
Yeah, they like so much music. They're even that in that kind of rhythm. They're like, tell me, dímelo, dímelo.
Yeah, that's a very rhythmic word.
Yeah.
All right, folks, I think that's our lesson for today. If you have any questions for us, like I said before, just go to the website, SpanishPod.com, and ask us in the comments section. Also, while you're there, you can take a look at some exercises. You can look at the dialogue. You can download our PDF and study this dialogue on your own time. For now, it's time for us to say hasta luego.
Hasta luego.